Well, g'day legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. Hey, we're proudly brought to you in partnership with the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. And hey, my name's Jeff Ross. I'm your host. I'm a proud dad of three energetic boys coming to you from the beautiful island of Tasmania, Australia. This show exists to help frustrated affiliate network marketers and online entrepreneurs master AI, social selling, and attraction marketing so you can build a business that works for you instead of the other way around. Now, let me ask you this. Are you using AI to grow your business, and are you getting left behind? Do you know how to stand out in a world where everyone has access to AI? That's exactly why I'm pumped to have Manoj Agrawal here on the show today. And Manoj is a globally recognized AI strategist, startup mentor, and business growth expert who went from working in a factory at 15 years old to advising Fortune 500 companies and holding multiple AI patents. His company, Tetranoodle Technologies, has helped build and scale businesses using AI, data, and automation. And today he's here to show you how to leverage AI as your secret weapon to success in your business. Before we dive into today's conversation, though, let's talk about something that's changing the game for affiliate marketers, influencers, and e-commerce entrepreneurs, and that's Shopply. Hey, imagine if TikTok, Amazon, and Amway had a baby. That baby would be Shopply. It's the world's first decentralized e-commerce platform designed for live commerce, social selling, and affiliate marketing at scale. No middleman, more profits. Built-in affiliate systems to earn while you promote and sell or promote any product on the platform with just a few clicks. And guess what? The Laptop Lifestyle Dads Ambassador Program is now proudly on Shopply, meaning you can leverage high-ticket affiliate commissions while promoting a marketplace built for communities like ours. Hey, if you want to see this work, how it works, join me inside Shopply here at lld.shopply.com/partners. I'll make sure that link's in the show notes for you. But all right, legends, let's get started with today's episode. We're here with Manoj Agrawal. And Manoj, welcome, mate. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, really appreciate you. And let's kick this off with the big one. You know, you've worked with Fortune 500 companies and high-growth startups all around the world, helping them to scale using AI. So what are some of the biggest opportunities right now for small business owners, content creators, and even solo entrepreneurs to use AI as an unfair advantage?
I mean, you know, this is like a very big question and also very small question, very easy question. It's like, you know, think about technology. It enables us to do much, much more beyond our human capacity, right? So let's say before the car was invented, you know, people used to use their physical body strength to move around. So, you know, they will get a bicycle or maybe a cart, maybe not human body power, but they used animals, right? But some physical organism use their energy to propel them forward. So the maximum speed I can move at is like maybe, you know, 10, 12 kilometers an hour, something along those lines. And then the automobile came and immediately I can quadruple my speed, right? And so if you're not using AI, you are going at the speed of a human. If you are using AI, you are going at a speed of 10x, 20x of what your human ability is, right? Mm. Now, business is, you know, any business, affiliate marketing, influencer, whatever that business is a competitive field. Right. Yes. So now if you're running in a race and you're competing and you're 10x slow than the competitor, then where do you think you'll land up? Right. So if you want to compete, you need to keep up and you need to use the tools that are available. And the reason why it is so important right now is it's very, very easy. And the barrier to entry into using AI is so low that everybody is going to use. I mean, my 13-year-old uses it, you know, even like 5, 6-year-old kids are using it. So there is no excuse for not to use it unless you want to stay behind. And that's a good excuse not to use it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a very, very valid point. And so we could either get up with the times and we can pivot and adjust and go with it or get left behind. And, you know, I'm hearing, as you're speaking, I'm reflecting on my own story. You know, I've been an internet marketer since 2010, going on 15 years. And it's really only the last probably 3 years when I sort of started to really dive into this AI space, last two especially, that it really started to get some break the ground, get some traction and, get where I am today. And it's all because of AI sort of helped me to amplify my voice in a very noisy world, right?
Mm, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's going to get noisier and noisier.
Mm, yeah, it sure is. So I love to dive into that. So, yes, AI is making it easier to create content. You know, even my 13-year-old son now, he's on the team. He's editing this podcast. He's publishing it. He's leveraging ChatGPT to help me to bring it all together. And so he's part of the team now. And I'm actually, I shouldn't say it legally, but I'm paying him on the side. So it's like the old lawnmower type jobs. Well, I'm getting him to, help me out with publishing the podcast. And these are real world skills that he can grow up with and learn right from an early age, right? So yes, AI is making it simpler and eliminating our excuses, but it's also, as you said, it's making it harder for people to stand out. So let's dive into this area. How can an online entrepreneur like myself and our listeners use AI in a way that enhances our personal brand, helps us to build trust with people, and actually make people want to buy from us and not other people? Like, how do we stand out in this space? It is a very noisy world.
Yeah. Very, very good question. So, see, I'm a technology expert, like hardcore engineer, but also, I have a deep understanding of human nature, human behavior. I've been meditating for about 14 years, so I understand the neuroscience and psychology behind it. What happens is, like, what I'm noticing people are, they think of AI as a Ferrari that has been handed over to a teenager, and they are very excited. They want to, like, drive it, and it has so much power. They are always running into sidewalks and all of that, right? So you need to know how to control this power harness it. So what I tell people is, don't start using, let's say, if you want to project your personality in the world, don't start using AI to create generic content and then say, okay, I want to humanize this content. And then, you do all these kind of things like to make it sound like you. That's not the right way to do it, because you are just pretending to be somebody. And the way to do it is, first understand yourself. Who are you? Who are you as a person? What drives you? What are your core values? What are your interests? I'm not saying, my favorite color is red, or my favorite ice cream flavor is chocolate. No, go deeper within and understand what drives you. Like, you are a passionate parent and you are a marketer. You want to help people sell. These are some of the, qualities that are about you. But also, what is your story? How did you grow up? What was your childhood like? All of these things. You understand about yourself and you feed this into AI first.
Yes.
Okay. So now AI assumes your role. It becomes your digital twin. And then you start using AI after that, because now it is like your, as I said, digital twin. It is something that amplifies your voice. It represents you. And you don't need to, like, then humanize the content it is producing, because it is a human version, like a digital version of a human being. So these are some of the things that you really need to understand before you start driving that Ferrari.
Thank you. And that's real confirmation to what I'm already coaching. I'm a coach and a mentor in this space for affiliate network marketers. And one of the very first foundational things that we do in our academy is we get them to help teach AI their story. And even, like, we go deeper than that, we go and do personality profile tests, so we can then put that information into AI. So it's, really building off of that foundation and that basis And that's where I feel like the real sort of, put it into fifth gear into the Ferrari and we take off, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nah, I love it. So thank you very much for that confirmation. But hey, let's now talk about the AI merge. You know, you have a fascinating philosophy about combining AI with ancient wisdom for business growth. So can you break that down for us?
So it's very much similar to what you're saying, right? Humans have relied on social connection, storytelling, psychology. These are the things that have made humans who we are today. So when I say ancient wisdom, pick up any religious book. I'm not religious myself, but I'm deeply spiritual. But I read about all kinds of religions and all kinds of like historical events and things like that. So the idea here is this. Modern humans, Homo sapiens, have been on this planet for about 200 to 300,000 years, okay? Written language was invented 7,000 years ago, all right? Mm-hmm. So before that, every generation needed to pass on the knowledge about hunting, gathering, all of that.
Starting fires.
Yeah. Next generation, and make them remember all these things. And there was no way to like write down things, right? So what they did was they told stories. Because the human mind is designed not to remember facts, okay? So if I say, Jeff, here are 10 phone numbers. Can you just take 30 seconds to remember it? You know, unless you are... you have really extraordinary memory, you will not remember.
The only person I could probably think of that could remember it would probably be Jim Quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the brain guy.
If I say, hey, Jeff, do you remember what did you wear and what kind of cake did you have on your wedding? Where was it? You will remember quite a few details about your wedding, even if it was 10, 15 years ago. And the reason is because there's an emotional... component attached to that event. So stories bring about those emotions in us. And so even when you read any ancient scriptures, they don't say, don't do this, do this, and these are the facts. They say, let me tell you a story about a king.
Parables.
Blah, 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 right? So the idea is when you combine these aspects and AI, that becomes a powerful force. And I'm just giving you a little bit of, a glimpse of what this is all about. AI is, if you think about it, is the sum total of human consciousness. That includes not just modern physics and mathematics and all of that, but also books that have been written tens of thousands of years ago. So once you tap into all of this, you can unlock so much more than what people are, usually.
That's so fascinating because last 12 months, I positioned myself, I'm an online pastor. My wife and I started an online church. And 10 years ago, I was actually an atheist. I didn't believe in anything spiritual. So I've gone through massive transformation. And I believe in God. I call it, and follow Jesus. But, to sum it all up, basically what I'd say to people is I learned how to love Jesus, which then in turn helped me to love myself. Which then in turn helped me to love humanity and love my friends and neighbors, right? So, the Great Commission, Great Commandment. But part of, learning how to be a follower of Christ, I've had to, nobody's taught me. I've had to learn for the last 10 years how to really adopt this skill and read the Bible, read the ancient text and that side of things. But not just read it, look at the lessons that it teaches us and how do we apply those lessons. So, I've been using AI as a tool to help me what I call with my SOAP journaling. So SOAP stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. So every morning I wake up, I read a chapter of the Bible and I'll use this SOAP principle. And I'm actually dyslexic. My grammar is atrocious. I dropped out of school at year 9. And so I used to have all these limiting beliefs. But now with that partnership with AI, I can help articulate my thoughts. I can help to understand them clearly myself, and I can look for ways to apply the lessons to my life. And it's been a beautiful partnership. And that's what I really want to highlight here is, and that's what you're saying too, is AI, with the ancient wisdom in that space. It's It's you've got to have that synergistic partnership, right?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Mm. And you know, I do exactly almost the same. You know, I'm the follower, like I'm a devotee of Krishna, and mm-hmm. his teachings are in a book called Gita. That's a sacred book for Hindus. Yes. Now the thing, what you just mentioned, like reading scripture is not easy. So first of all, it's pretty
complicated.
Yeah. The other thing is very nuanced in terms of how you interpret scripture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So with AI, what you can do is, and frankly speaking, you know, sometimes it's not easy to read and understand scripture in the sense that it's all positive, it's all uplifting, but you are going through some really low period of your life. You're like,
yeah.
You know, how can you tell me to be calm? Like, how can you tell me to be happy?
I know,
like,
right?
But with AI, you can say, okay, use what the scripture is saying, apply it to my situation right now and give me some guidance.
Mm.
What can I do today? Like, you know, okay, the Bible says, okay, love everyone, but I'm not getting love from my spouse. I'm not getting love from my kids. Like, what do I do right now? Tell me.
Mm.
You know, and then it can be applied to your situation like right now and say, take these steps, like do this right now. Talk to this person, say it this way. You know, and that can be
that's a really powerful insight. Thank you for sharing that, and just yeah, once again, just confirms what I'm already doing. I feel like some of these stuff I've heard from other people, but sometimes you just stumble across stuff, right? And then you bring someone like you into your circle of influence, and it just confirms it for you. Like you're on the right track, and that's beautiful. I appreciate you. You know, something I was experimenting with the other day was with one of our students. I came across that they had these really limiting beliefs and, you know, like stories that they were telling themselves. Like, for example, like I'm overweight and, you know, I've had a horse jump on my neck when I was 25. I've got 3 crushed discs in the back of my neck. And the doctors pretty much wrote me off and put me on a disability pension by the age of 30. And so these subconscious mindset things, I used to go try and do some exercise, go and walk, and I'd aggravate the old injury and I'd end up in hospital. And so I convinced myself that I was allergic to exercise. You know, funny, right? But that's the truth that I adopted. So I gave up on exercise and I used to just justify it as, I can't exercise. I'm allergic to it. Yeah, ha, 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 funny, funny, funny. And that would be my excuse that held me back. It was a limiting belief, right? But through those circumstance after circumstances, I kept confirming that limiting belief and sort of turned it into a self-fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, I had to really sit back and, you know, figure out where did that limiting belief story come from. And I actually got ChatGPT. I asked it to help me act like a life coach, act like a guidance counselor, to help me to really dig into the subconscious around here and shared that story with it. And then it started, like I was using voice AI, it started asking me questions back and forth. And, you know, we got down to it that I figured it out that, you know, it was some sort of personal childhood trauma, unresolved grief that really reinforced that I'm allergic to exercise story. It wasn't actually what I thought it was. It was something deeper. But now bringing that to the awareness, I can deal with that. And I can now start to create a new story to fill that gap, right? And a story that empowers me and not holds me back. And what you're saying there is sort of just confirms that whole philosophy. I love it. It's brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. That just brought that out of me. So, you know, I just want to sort of dive into some practical strategies now. So, you know, give some of our listeners a takeaway here. You know, if someone's listening to this today or, you know, 6 months down the road, what's one action that you recommend that they can start using AI to grow their business? And what would that be?
Well, so again, you know, the key here is to understand yourself and your business first.
Mm.
80% of any business's result comes from 20% of efforts. And the rest of the 80% work is just repetitive, mundane work. So when we work with business who wants to adopt AI, very first thing is understand what are the processes in your business, how much time each process is taking, how much cost every process is taking, how many errors you are making in that process. And then you say, okay, you know, when a new customer comes in, we have to do 10 steps to serve them. And most of the problems are coming in this first step of onboarding. And then when we start to fulfill their order, we have to do, we have to fill out this spreadsheet. We have to like send these forms. Then we have to like, do these things. And this is where we, spend most of our time trying to serve the customer. So now you can say, okay, let's pick three top processes where you're making most of the errors, where you're spending most of your time, and you are incurring most of your cost. And then you say, okay, what can we automate out of this? What can we offload to AI? So you need to start thinking about not your business as like, what tools do I use? Or like a lot of people keep asking, and maybe this is one of your questions, perhaps, what tool do I use, But it's not about the tool. Like you can literally use ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and it'll do 90% of your work as long as you know what you're doing. So once again, going back to those top three or four processes that you want to optimize, you optimize them first. You automate like filling out the spreadsheet. You automate onboarding. You automate, you start to reduce the cost, whatever that is. That is your first step you can start to take.
Yeah.
And because what will happen is as you do this and you see results, your mind starts to expand. Okay. So mind starts to expand and you start to think AI first. It's not about how do I do things faster. It's about how do I eliminate things that I need to do.
To free you up, to give you some freedom.
Exactly. Yeah. So now you start thinking AI first. And then, think about like I compare this technology to when hunter-gatherers invented or discovered farming.
Yeah.
So one, when they discovered farming, imagine one guy who's hunting around every day to catch a little, like a little animal to kill. And then the rest of the people are saying, hey, man, like, plant some seed and chill for like 6 months, And the hunter will be like, what are you talking about? Like, I cannot just chill for 6 months. I have to run around every day. Like, that's my life. He cannot understand that if you, if you sow the seed and you take care of the plants, you're going to have food for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So paradigm has shifted.
Don't know what we don't know. What we don't know, right? We can't see it.
Yeah. So the paradigm has shifted altogether. So you could either run around and say, okay, let me speed things up. Let me produce more content. Let me, do all these things. Or you could say, okay, let me think AI first. What will I do if I had a robot doing all the work for me and I don't have to do anything other than really understanding my business? Who do I serve? What is the value I'm creating? All of that.
Yeah, I actually say AI saved my marriage. I as a content creator, I used to wait for my wife to get home from a day of massaging. She's a massage therapist. And, four or five massages later, I'd be bombarding with her, two or three sort of blogs or, content that I wouldn't have put up and get her to proofread things. And she'd be tired. And so a lot of our arguments would, ensue from that. It's like, because I was wanting to get going now I don't have to rely on her to do it. I could just get on the ChatGPT and do it all for me. So it's helped me to speed that whole process up. And I love it. So let's just talk quickly about some of the ethics around AI at the moment, because I think that is a valid topic that we need to explore as pioneers in this space to help, future generations. I saw a story here on one of the news media outlets the other day, and it's a very sad story. But with any new technology, right, that's the old pendulum swing. We go from one extreme to the next. And this is a very extreme story. So I want to put it out here and put that disclaimer in. If you're in this, you're listening to this and you're feeling the similar sort of situation, please reach out to any counselor that I'm about to dive into this story. But I saw a story and her mum was sharing the loss of her 14-year-old son. Her 14-year-old son had a relationship with AI. And it was an open relationship, and there was this app out there. It was basically human-like app And, you know, the conversations, you can see the conversations going back and forth. And basically AI has convinced this young 14-year-old son to kill himself so he can be with her, you know, in this AI world. And so this is an extreme circumstance, you know, this story, right? But there's some psychological, some really dangerous areas in this space, and especially the ethics. I suppose, where do you see the future of all this, and how can we sort of put healthy boundaries in place to sort of help, you know, stories like that and prevent them from happening? How do you see the solution to it?
I mean, you know, this is obviously very sad. Like I can't comment on any of this, but what I can say is, see, any technology is not flawless.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, take your smartphones. You may have heard of stories, smartphones blowing up in the middle of the air. Take your car. It can, you know, there are thousands of accidents that happen every day on the street, right? Mm. You know, airplanes crash, you know. So, I'm not saying that, like, AI is any different. You know, unfortunately, technology is built by humans, and humans are not perfect, you know. So it's a manifestation of our inability to make things perfect.
Yeah.
And the only thing I will say is, in this new world, which will be controlled by AI, we need to instill a lot of self-belief and self-esteem in the kids.
So okay. Couldn't agree anymore. And that's Arthur Weiserer. I wanted to have this conversation to really highlight how powerful AI really is, but it is still just a tool, right? Mm. And it's that, you know, we've got to, as the human element, to, especially for our kids, bring in that self-worth, that self-love, that self-identity, and that self-esteem built off that space. Yeah. Because as you mentioned before, like it's a Ferrari, right? And you know, if a 12-year-old kid got behind the wheel of a Ferrari, what would happen? Same.
Yeah.
So very powerful. Cool. Well, mate, on that topic, you know, if you were starting all over again, you know, you're a 13-year-old kid in today's world, knowing what you know now, where would you start and why?
I mean, you know, it's the same story that I will repeat at 13-year-old, because, you know, I didn't have a lot of opportunities at 13-year-old. And so I saw technology back then. It was like, you know, very slow internet and, you know, very slow computers. But I saw, okay, this is going to change the world. So let me get into this. You know, any new technology that can do these kind of amazing things, like, you know, really solve big problems, you get into it. So, and I've always focused on getting into the latest technologies. Like, you know, I got into AI 20 years ago because I saw, oh, okay, you know, this is something amazing that is going to change the world. And it has, and it we are still just starting off. Then blockchain came, and I got into blockchain. You know, any new technology that is like gaining popularity, my advice is, if it calls you, don't force yourself. If it calls you know, if it fascinates you, then go after it.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Great advice. So, mate, before we let you go, how can people connect with you? Do you have any special gifts or resources or final words of wisdom?
Yeah.
You'd love to share with our listeners today.
Absolutely. I have tons of resources on AI. If you want to learn about AI, how to apply it in your daily life, how to, you know, grow your business, just reach out to me. Go to my website, manojagarwal.com, or look me up on LinkedIn, send me a connection request, tell me you heard me on this podcast. We'll be happy to share all the material that I share freely. And of course, you know, if you're interested in like high impact programs to learn AI, happy to chat about that as well.
Well, hey, I really appreciate you for jumping on this interview. It's been awesome to get to know you a little bit better and, you know, swap some stories with each other. Really do appreciate you. So, legends, this was just an absolute sort of mini masterclass today on AI with Manoj. And we've just covered how AI can transform your business, help you to build trust. And I really love the whole conversation around diving into the instant wisdom part and you know, diving into the buy-in psychology and, you know, sharing our stories and create that partnership with AI. So, yeah, I really feel like you can get that recipe right. You'll be able to build trust and future-proof your business for success. And here's the thing, though. You know, the knowledge here that we've discussed today between us, and I know there's a few things that I'll be taking action on right away. But without, you know, without action, the knowledge is just going to sit on the shelf. And it's probably best to see ignorance on fire. So my encouragement for you is take what you've learned here today and go and apply it. Go and experiment and have fun. You know, learning is messy. And so that's your challenge. You know, go pick one takeaway from today's episode and apply it immediately. Don't just listen. Look for ways to implement. So if you want more AI tools and more AI support from Manoj and the business growth strategies, make sure that you head to his website, manojagrawal.com, and you can catch this episode and future episodes and make sure you subscribe. We're hosted on YouTube, Spotify, the Apple Podcast, and we're also part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. So guys, let's go take action. Let's build. Let's make 2025 the year we own our businesses and our business don't own us. So until next time, stay caffeinated and keep bouncing towards your dreams. But before we go there, Manoj, I've got a classic dad joke that I just need to wrap up with. And I'll hit you with that dad joke here. And it is a ChatGPT generated one. It's not very good at doing dad jokes, apparently, when we give it sort of a bit of a free rein. But here's sort of one sort of way that you don't want to use AI where it can go wrong. Anyway, why don't AI robots ever get lost?
Why?
Because they always follow their algorithm. Gotta love it. Well, guys, that's a wrap. Thanks, legends, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Awesome. Thank you.